Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned to purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that
day a certain prick is what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining me. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm grateful for all of you who are tuned in today, and those of you in the chat room, those of you on the call line, I already have callers on the line, and for all of you who listen to the replays, I know sometimes it's difficult to get on the live show timing-wise, and I've tried all different days of the week and different times of the day, and it's just impossible for everyone's schedule to make it always to the live show. And I have lots and lots of followers who listen to the replays. And I just want to acknowledge you and thank you so much for that. If you would like to call in and speak with me today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7566. 7313. Again, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. And yes, I am taking questions in the chat room, though sometimes it's easier live on the line. But I will definitely take questions in the chat room. And thank you for being here. I know it's not always possible to call in. So what are you grateful for today? I'm grateful for amazing farm fresh eggs that I had enjoyed for breakfast. And I'm grateful for my brother who has a friend who has the farm fresh eggs. And every week my brother makes sure I get farm fresh eggs. So I'm very grateful for that. And I am grateful for the sun to be shining and for it to be a beautiful day here in New England. It's probably in the 70s right now, going to go into the 80s. And for me, it's been the most perfect summer because I am not a hot weather girl. I really prefer it under 50. Although as I'm getting older, I'm finding my brain still loves the cold weather. My favorite temperature is about 28 degrees with no humidity. I know, crazy. But I just love that temperature when there's no dampness or humidity. I always have. And I worked outside for 26 years. And when I was a kid, you would find me outside anytime I didn't have to be inside. I just love the outdoors. And I love nature. And speaking of nature, I was taught many, many years ago by one of my first teachers, one of my first intuitive teachers, that every birthday that an intuitive has, you get a new gift with your new birth year. And it's so interesting to see because I just had a birthday, 5 days ago, and I was wondering what my new gift was going to be this year, my new ability. And it was so cool because last week, if you heard the show, I had Maya White, who is a master astrologer and astrocartographer, on. And I was speaking with Maya a couple of days prior to the show last week, and all of a sudden, she has these trees outside of her where she lives in her house, and to the right of her front door. And the trees, I could see the trees, and they started speaking to me. Now, if you follow me on Facebook or you listen to the show, you know that I've been an animal communicator for decades. But I've never talked to trees before. I should say the trees have never talked to me before, not that I have heard. Though I always love nature. I love to garden, though I don't do as much as I used to. But I love spending time outdoors. And I used to hike quite a lot, although, again, not as much now, but I still do spend a great deal of time outdoors. So these trees started speaking to me, and the trees were heartbroken because these trees had just been groomed, as they call it, or they called it. And what had happened was these tree guys came, and these are big, beautiful palm trees, three of them, and they had cleaned up the palm trees and, you know, in other words, cut off all the dead leaves or whatever. And these trees had these birds that lived in the trees. And when the tree cutters came in and cleaned these trees up, they took away the birds' nesting areas, even though there was still the greenery on the top. A lot of the, all the dead branches and leaves and everything were gone, including if there were any bird's nests or anything. They just cleaned it all out and took it away. And the trees were in mourning because they lost their bird community. they were so sad because the birds were not nesting in the trees anymore. So that is my new gift this year with this birthday, and I'm so excited about that because I am such a lover of nature that I thought it was such a cool thing and such a great gift for the universe to bless me with. So that's my gift this year, my new gift, my new ability, and I'm so happy about that. That's another thing that I'm grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? If you're calling into the show, be prepared to answer that question because I'm going to ask what you're grateful for today. And that brings us to the topic of today's show, and that is about fear and doubt. So many of us live in our lives through fear and doubt. And it's typically not our fault. It's not your fault. If you're listening to my show today, or if you listen to other shows like mine, you probably weren't brought up in a family that encouraged you, or and maybe they did encourage you, but you probably were not brought up in a family that maybe were your best cheerleaders, so to say. You know, I'll give you an example from my own life, and I may have shared this before. I don't remember now because I've been on the air for so long. You know, I don't always remember everything that I talk about, but in my own life, when I was in college and I was paying for college myself, I was still living at home. My parents had divorced, but I was still living with my mother, and a couple of my siblings were still at home also. And every day at 7 o'clock, when I was leaving for school because I drove to college, because I could not afford to live at school, so I was going to a local community college, and every day on the way out the door to go to school that I was paying for myself, and I paid all my own expenses, my own car insurance, everything. At the age of 15, it was my mother's house rule that at 15, you got a job, and then you paid for all of your own meals. You had to go to the laundromat and do your laundry, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, back then, of course, at 15, that's a big responsibility when you're trying to manage, at that point, high school, but then also going into college, again, same thing. And it's an experience that I'm grateful for because it taught me how to be responsible for myself and also showed me that I could take care of myself and the things that I needed. So, but going back to going off to college every morning, my mother would be in the kitchen usually in the morning, and she would say as I'm leaving, going out the door to drive almost 40 miles one way, that she would say, "I don't know what you're doing that for. You're never going to make anything of your life." I mean, who says that to their kids? Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles who say things like that to children or to young adults. And it can be it's very disappointing. But, you know, it's what do you do with it from there? What do you do with it? You can take it personally. And you can believe it, or you can prove your parents wrong, or prove whoever wrong said that. It may have been a teacher that you had in school. And you can make it your life's mission to prove them wrong. But anyway, again, if you're listening to the show, you probably weren't brought up in a family that was really inspiring and loving and totally functional. You know, you were probably brought up in a family, maybe not exactly like mine, but, you know, we had our issues. And really, what family out there doesn't? We all do, for sure. We all have our issues. For me, the last couple of weeks, as you know, if you've been listening, I have three cars. Well, I have a car, one car, and then my youngest has two cars. The old car, which was Ryan's first car, back on the road in July. It's been garaged for 3 years. It needed some work, and it's been off the road. So we just decided to put the car back on the road over the summer. And it was good that we did that because, as it turned out, both of our cars that we use every day ended up in the garage. But then the old 76 Dodge ended up in the garage as well. And this has been ongoing now since July. And the week before Ryan went back to college, all three cars ended up on a flatbed on the tow truck going back to the garage. They all broke. So yesterday, I get a phone call. No, I'm sorry. Tuesday night, I get a phone call from Ryan, who's at college, saying, "Mom, my car is broken. It needs to go back to the garage." Oh, my goodness. Now, my car was already at the garage this week again. So I was driving the old Dodge, which had been repaired, luckily. But that also still needs one more repair to go in. And so we're waiting for the part for that. So I was driving the old Dodge. Ryan had her everyday car. And then my Audi was in the shop for a big repair job. And so I get the phone call. So now Ryan needs to come back home this weekend to go to work. And it's a 70-mile one-way trip, which to take the bus or try to get the commuter rail or things like that, it's an all-day process pretty much. It takes hours and hours and hours. So I went with my partner, and we drove the Dodge up to school. And so Ryan now has the Dodge. And Ryan's car is back in the garage, and I picked my car up from the garage, even though the job isn't complete on my car, because I need some sort of transportation until Ryan's car is fixed and I can get the Dodge back. So these are the things I've been dealing with for the last, I'd say, 6 to 7 weeks with the cars. It's total car juggling. It's really insane. And then, of course, my computer broke in the middle of August, and I lost the whole thing. I can't retrieve anything off of it. Anyway, so I had to get a new computer. And now my iPhone is acting up, which is only 4 months old. So, you know, talk about craziness and stressful things. And that could really put me in a tailspin and send me into all the fear and doubt that so many of us get wrapped up in. Now, on top of all that, I'm moving, which I had been planning on moving for quite some time, but I didn't expect to be moving in the next 2 months. And it just works out that this is the way it's going to happen. And so I could be, again, go off in a tailspin saying, "Oh my God, you know, I'm not prepared for this," whatever. And in the past, I probably would have done that. And I'm sorry today, my voice is a little raspy. I apologize for that. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that, but I am a little stuffed up, so I'm suspecting that it could be allergies. So please be patient with the raspy voice. I hope it doesn't get worse, because I do have callers on the line. And I hope I can get through the whole show without losing my voice. So how would you respond with all of these sort of things that are going on in my life, in your life? What would be your autopilot or your auto response? It's really a key to living a life that is more joyful in how you deal with when things come up. And I mean, these aren't even a huge thing. You know, they're not life-threatening things, but they certainly are things that can add a great deal of stress to a person's life. So how do you deal with the daily things that come up? Because we all have challenges. I know you do, just like I do. Just because, you know, I do what I do, and I'm an intuitive medium and a shaman and a Reiki master and all those things that I do, doesn't mean that things don't happen in my life. You know, even the Dalai Lama has things happen in his life because it is the natural way, because we live in a physical body and we live on this earth plane. So how do you deal with those things? Well, it was funny because a couple of weeks ago when all this started, I said, oh my goodness, you would think that Mercury would be in retrograde with all these things that are breaking around me. Well, as it turns out, there is some planetary things that are going on that are affecting things right now. And that is the planet Saturn. Oh my goodness. Saturn was in astrology sign of Virgo for several years, not that long ago. And Saturn is all about taking away. It's all about loss. And typically when Saturn is wreaking havoc in your chart, those are the times when you will lose things. You might lose a job, you may have a car accident, you know, all those types of things. And it was interesting to see, for me to observe other people's lives when Saturn is afflicting them, because when, for my own self, and just, you know, knowing a little bit about astrology, I remember when I first discovered about Saturn and how Saturn had been in Virgo. It was there for, I don't know, crazy number of years, 3 or 4 years or something. And it was a relief in a way, but Saturn is now wreaking havoc in my life again. So, but my adopted daughter, she's not legally adopted, but she adopted me as a young kid, and she's my best friend's oldest daughter, and we were single moms for years and years and became very good friends, and we sort of raised the kids together because we spent a lot of time with each other and cooking meals and that sort of stuff, and it was really great because we had the support, and the kids became very close, and they have all adopted each other as brothers and sisters and all that, and it's very cool. So my adopted daughter had Saturn in her chart, in her sun sign, for the last year, and she had 2 car accidents. So when I see other people that have Saturn is playing a role in their lives, it's very interesting because I have to believe that there's something to this astrology stuff. Anyway, and if you did not catch the show last week with Maya White, I really encourage you to go back and listen to it on podcast or listen to the replay. And, you know, you can subscribe to the show, my show, and get the podcast. So if you missed the show, they can automatically be downloaded as podcasts into your iTunes account. So if you have iTunes, so check that out. All right, before I take callers, I want to just cover a little bit about astrology, on the astrology for this week. And we are talking about it now with how Saturn is really wreaking havoc. But I want to go a little bit more into detail because I like to give you all tools that can help you in your everyday life. That's what this show is all about. It's more than just doing readings for you. It's also about, you know, giving you tips about how to live a better life, how to be more joyful, how to deal with the big things when they show up. And it's how you deal with the little things that will show you how you deal with the big things. And when you can manage the smaller things in a better way, then when the big things do come, and they always do, then you'll be able to deal with them more effectively and in a better way for yourself, for your own mental well-being, and for those of you, those around you. Now, I just have to grab a sip of water here, so excuse me for 1 second. Oh, thank you. Okay, I lost my train of thought for a second there because I'm just looking at the chat room because there are some questions in the chat room, and I will get to you guys really that question really in a minute there. Okay, so let's see, where was I? And I've been scattered for weeks. You know, I just had my 50th birthday, which I was really stressing out about, I have to say. I have never thought about, I honestly have never thought about my age before the last 2 months. It's never bothered me. In fact, when people ask me my age, oftentimes I'll have to think about how old my oldest son is and then calculate how old I am from there because it's never mattered to me. I don't feel any different at 50 than I did when I was 49. But I was freaking out a little bit about turning 50, and I was getting really restless. And, you know, part of that was losing my brother last year so tragically. And so it's made me question, what am I doing with my life? Am I doing enough? Am I living enough? And so anyway, I got really restless the last 2 months, and my boyfriend and my youngest Ryan child are amazingly patient people, thankfully, and they were really good and supportive through that time period, and my friends as well. I have a really wonderful group of friends that I'm grateful for. So I was so happy on the 31st when my birthday finally came and went, and my family and friends were really wonderful because they had been talking for months about a 50th birthday party, and I begged them not to do it. And they were really great about it and, you know, really stuck to my wishes. And I just had a really low-key, enjoyable day, and it was fantastic. So, and now that I'm over that and I'm 50, it's a whole new picture. I'm like, look at that. Nothing's changed. All that worry, and I feel great. So, still, it really gave me an opportunity to look at where I am in my life and what I'm doing and what is the direction that I want to go in. So it did give me the opportunity to do that, and I appreciate that. So this week, astrologically, we have a full moon coming on Sunday, and it's going to be a really powerful weekend in many ways. Now, again, with the things that are going on, you may have been feeling like that you've been powerless. You may, especially things that have been going on in the news with the whole ISIS thing and everything that's going on there, you know, that can really make you feel powerless. Because we have no control over anyone else in the world, except for our own selves. I typically don't watch the news, and I haven't watched the news in many, many, many years. Now, my boyfriend likes to watch the news, and sometimes he likes to share the things that are in the news. And often, I'll go turn and say, does that affect your life? How does it affect your life? You get all upset about it. What can you do about it? Anything? And, of course, the answer is always no. So why watch it? You know, people might say, oh, well, you stick your head in the sand. If there's something that I can make an impact with, then that's where I want to put my energy and focus. I don't want to put my energy and focus on the things that I can't change or I have no influence over. Because that's a waste of my energy. So how are you using your energy? So take back the reins of your life. You know, take the time now to think about who you are really at the core. We have an opportunity now with the planet supporting us, to look at the wounds of our lives and the things that have affected us. You know, a wound really is created from the feeling of separation and being separated from a higher source. That's one way to be wounded. And it also ties into your childhood and your upbringing and your childhood and how that went. You know, was it something that you were supported in, or was it something that, you know, you were told that you'd never make anything of your life? Those all create wounds. And now we have the opportunity to take a look at the wounds in our life that have been probably running your life and change them. And sometimes just by observing things, it shifts the energy and changes it by looking at it. So what can you grasp onto? What wisdom can you find to help you begin trusting again and letting go all of that mind chatter and all of that stuff that clogs up your joy? I heard a quote today that I really, really loved. And it goes, and this is referring to mind chatter and how our thinking really can take over our obsessive thinking. You know, we have thousands and thousands of thoughts a day. And guess what? They're almost always the same thoughts over and over again. And you go to bed and you get up the next day, and the next day you're having those same thoughts again. So what's clogging up your mind? And is it important, or is it just junk, fear, doubt that you're focusing on? So the quote is, "If this is a valid thought, I kindly request the other side to remind me of it at a later time." How cool is that? So if you're worried about something and your mind is going on about it, then stop and ask yourself, or make the statement, "Okay, universe, angels, God, creator, whatever you subscribe to or whoever you believe in, or even if you don't believe, ask, okay, if this is a valid thought, I kindly request the other side to remind me of it at another time." And they will. They really will. I mean, my guides are persistent when it's something that I really need to deal with. And I'm really good at ignoring them a lot of times. Although I have to say, I've gotten so much better over the years, because when I ignore them, they'll keep at it. And sometimes, you know, when I finally say, all right, it's because something big has happened in my life. So I have learned not to avoid or ignore them for too long, because I don't want that 2x4 to hit me upside the head again and yet again and yet again. Okay, so I do have a question in the chat room. And the question is, I am in my early 30s, and I've been for many years trying to manifest a life partner into my life with no success. I'd like to ask you if you can see me finding a life partner in the near future. Thanks. Okay, I'm just going to tune in here, and this is, let's see, Lil Fairy, and that's the chat room name. So Lil, I'll call you Lil. I'm going to tune into that. And, you know, my guides immediately bring up your birth chart, and when they do that, then oftentimes it means that you have charted some kind of karma into this lifetime that shows up in your birth chart, and this is regarding your question about a life relationship. And let me just take a look here. Let me take a peek at this and see where your chart is going and if and when you have a life partner coming. Okay. I'm seeing they're showing me two branches off. You know, it's like a tree, and then they're giving me two branches, okay? So there's two avenues that you could take or two relationships, two possibilities. Now, because I don't have you live on the line, I can't, you know, really ask you questions, but you can, I will ask you on the air live here. So please, you know, just type in feedback. So I'm seeing two different branches, two different lives that you could have, and I'm wondering if you have already had two significant relationships, because what they're showing me is two relationships and two very different life paths. So if you could just type in the chat room if you have had two significant relationships already. Okay, Lil, so if you could just type that in, that would be great. Okay, and because they are showing me two very distinct paths, okay? Now, they're also want to talk about whatever happened in your childhood, in your upbringing, is affecting your ability to move forward in your relationship. So if you have the chance, or if you can call in at the end of the show, then I will talk to you privately for a few minutes. I can't talk for long because I do have another engagement right after the show. But if you want to call in right at the end of the show, then I can speak with you then. Or if you want to, call in at the end of the show, and I can take you. Just let me know what your area code you'll be calling in, so you can type that in the chat room if you're open to that. Okay, so I see that Lil did not have any significant relationships up to this point. So I do see two avenues, two life paths, or two relationships that you could choose. And again, they're both very different. One is a very rocky path. It looks like that there's some addiction on that path. I also feel like I want to talk about your self-esteem and bringing your self-esteem up, okay? Okay, not from the U.S. Okay, that's fine. Talk with me. I'll talk with you in the chat room after the show then. So if you stay on, then we can continue to talk a little bit in the chat room, okay? Because I'd like to get, I'd like to give you a bigger picture here than just what we can do in a few minutes. So what they're showing me again is the two life paths, two very different, one very rocky. The other one is a narrower path, but it's smooth. It's a nicer path, though very narrow. And, they do want to talk about religion. So this could be a factor, and again, it's difficult when I don't have you on the line. If the religion is playing a factor, your religious upbringing, your beliefs, something there, that there could be some block there, okay? So I'm going to talk with you after the show so I can really get more details for you. But you definitely do have two opportunities, two paths, and again, depending on the choice that you make, one could be very rocky and problematic, and the other opportunity, the other fellow, can be very much smoother. But they're showing me a very narrow roadway. So, and it could be that this person is coming from a religious background or is very religious. That could be the narrow pathway. So stay on after the show, and I'll talk with you then, all right? And I'm happy to do that. So going back to fear and doubt in our relationships, you know, when we doubt that, say, for example, you have not had a good relationship or you have not had a solid or significant relationship in your life, and you're wondering, oh my God, am I going to be a spinster, or am I going to be single for my whole life? Is there ever going to be that right person who shows up? It does happen occasionally where someone does chart in that they are going to be single for their whole life. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen occasionally. I don't see this for the girl in the chat room, but there are instances where that does happen. There are also instances in your chart where you had opportunities, but for some reason you missed them. And I'll give you an example where perhaps you may have really liked someone, but yet you were too fearful to say anything about it. You were too fearful to show or express an interest. And part of that could be the way that you were brought up. If you were brought up in an old-fashioned type of household where the belief is that the man has to make the move and not the woman. You know, I do have some male listeners out there, but the majority of my listeners are women. So I'm going to say, you know, for you girls out there, and even sometimes for you guys, because it can be very disappointing when you get turned down when you do go out on the ledge. And this is for men especially because, you know, typically the men are the ones who approach the women, and how many times are the guys shot down? So they could lose hope or faith, and they might be fearful as well. Now, I have a really close friend who is single. She had been married for a number of years, but has become very fearful of being rejected. And so has chosen not to date because of the fear of being rejected. And the thing to really get solid in, if that is one of the things that you face, is to know that the other person is not rejecting you. The other person is rejecting themselves in a way. So don't ever feel bad if you are interested in someone and approach them and they turn you down or you get rejected. The other thing to really think about is that that can also be the universe or the divine's way to protect you from a relationship that wouldn't be in your highest good. Now, for my own self, I had two instances where I was in serious relationships, and both of those relationships, the guys cheated, and I broke up with them. And in both cases, of course, I was devastated, but yet now looking back and seeing where their lives have taken them, and the relationships that they're in, I say, thank God that that happened and I did not stay in relationships with these people. One of them has an anger problem, which I only saw a glimpse of one time in the several years that we dated. And it was interesting because a couple of years ago I was at a singles night event, and of all the hundreds of people that are there, I sit down next to this couple, and as we're talking, it turns out that the gentleman was best friends with my former boyfriend who I had this very serious relationship with. And it's a crazy thing because he lives in another state, and I just happened to go with an acquaintance of mine who was looking to date, and I said, look, I'll go with you, and I'll be your backup in case you get into trouble, you know, at these single events. And so I was supporting her in that, And so it's interesting that I happen to sit with this couple, and this guy happens to be best friends with my former boyfriend. And as it turns out, that little glimpse of anger that I saw in that one time with him, it turned out to be a real problem. And to the point where it looks like he may be getting divorced. He actually married the woman that he was fooling around with while we were engaged. It looks like they might maybe getting divorced because he's abusive. So thank God that that didn't work out. So remember, when something doesn't work out, whether it's a relationship or a job or any event in your life, thank your lucky stars and look at it as an opportunity for the universe to bring you something better. Okay, that being said, I am going to go to the call line. And this caller is area code 613, last four digits 7501. And caller, tell me your name and what are you grateful for today? Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. So, Donna, what are you grateful for today?
Family.
Family. That's super. Super. Okay. And tell me a little bit about what's going on today and why you're calling in.
Just want to ask about a man named Cam. I'm just wondering if you see him and I reinstating our friendship or any sort of romance in the future with him.
Mm-hmm. Does he have light-colored hair?
What do you mean, like blonde or?
Like dirty blonde. Not platinum blonde, but it's lighter.
Yeah.
I guess
it's like a dirty blonde to dark.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I have the right guy. excuse me. And tell me how old you are.
45.
Okay, and how old is he?
47.
Okay. Because my guys are saying that there's a younger man coming.
Oh.
I want to say they're giving me the number 43, 42, 43, 44. Okay, 44. I say between 43 and 44, but they say there's another man right on the fringes coming. Let's see. December, January. So be on the lookout for that, okay? So that being said, let's take a look at Cam. What's going on in his life that, because I feel like, did he leave the relationship? Is that correct?
Yeah, we had a friendship, and it was bordering on, like, there was a little bit of romance.
Right.
And he perceived something that I did, which was really not that big a deal, as very offensive to him. So he said he didn't. And we were also working on a project together.
Because my guys are showing me that he stepped away from the relationship.
Yeah,
okay. He's got a lot of personal stuff going on that goes on in his head. That is no reflection on you. Okay. So he has a lot of things to work out. And that being said, I don't foresee him coming back into the fold or into your life in a significant way as far as, a romantic partner. And if it does come back as a friendship, it'll be very different than it was in the past. It'll be more superficial. The depth won't be there. And again, it's just because he's got things mentally that he needs to deal with.
says he's in a serious relationship with a woman. I'm not sure, you know, like, she kind of came along when he was, like, working on this project, so I'm not sure whether he's, like, just using her or if he's, like, if he really does care for her or...
Well, my guides say to put your, let that go. All right, don't put your focus there, okay? The thing that I'd like you to focus on is for you to become really solid in caring for yourself, okay? And when you can do that, although, you know, my guides are saying you do a pretty good job of self-care, and that your self-esteem is also pretty good. You know, a lot of callers that I get, their self-esteem is like at the bottom of the barrel, and, you know, because life hits us sometimes. We all go through stuff. But yours seems pretty good, although I feel like, you know, with this relationship, the way that it ended really sort of, it feels like nothing's ever happened like this for you before.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, because my guys are like, this is the first time this has ever happened for her, so you don't really know how to deal with it. So, again, think of it more as a blessing, like I was sharing with my relationship with one of the, you know.
No, like, was this person just, did he have any sort of care for me, or was he just using me all along? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, let's take a look at that. I mean, he did care for you in a sense, but he really doesn't, he doesn't have a healthy understanding or a healthy ways to be in relationship is what my guides are saying. So he's an opportunist, okay? And though, you know, he cared about you, but... I think you cared more about him in a sense because you are a very deep feeling person and you're a genuine person where, you know, you cannot say cares about someone.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that same depth.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have that same depth. So my question to you is, what is it, what positive things do you get out of the relationship?
Not much. I mean, I did, as you said, I did feel kind of a connection to him. Like, I did see, like, a little bit of good in him, but, I mean, I could see, like, a lot of fault where he's kind of cold and unfeeling and not, doesn't give back and thinks things about people that are not true. And then react to it, and, you know, so I'm just, you know, I mean, I did see, like, a lot of negative things, and, like, but I still felt, I could feel this connection between him and I, and I thought it was real, and I truly loved him, like, even though I saw these faults, and I spent my time, like, being patient with him, and giving, and not really getting much back, and, you know, and feeling very hurt because he just took like a little thing and turned it into something humongous because I think he saw this other woman as being able to help him and being able to utilize her better, like in this project we were working on. And I think he basically came to deduce that, you know, he needed her and knew that, you know, I cared for him. And so just basically kind of tossed me aside so that she could kind of help him out, like, with this project. But, you know, I don't know if there's more to it than that. But it just seemed like, as you said, opportunist. It seemed like he kind of jumped into that opportunity and just kind of, there was, like, no, like, loyalty there. Like, he basically just did not respect our friendship or anything that he had promised me or said to me, like, about me being involved. And, and so that, you know, that was very, very painful because even though I could see these negative things, I still cared for him and I put a lot of time and effort and belief in him and he took that from me, but, you know, he didn't give anything back, and he basically just tossed me aside. So it's been really, really, really painful for me. And, you know, but I should stay far away from him, but I do care for him a little bit, but I just wasn't sure whether he would actually come back into my life or not. Or,
you know, the thing is, if he does come back, it will just be because he sees an opportunity for him to move, to benefit himself. And I just want to share with you that this is a past life connection between the two of you, and that's why you did what you did and you stuck it out, because on a soul level, we recognize those from our past lives. And this is a karmic thing for you with this particular relationship. But know now that it's done and you can be freed from it, and that what needed to take place happened. And that being said, I know how difficult and painful it is in that situation because I've been there myself as well, so I totally understand. So thank the universe for providing the opportunity for you to be able to get out and move on, because you do have really nice things to look forward to ahead of you. And once you can put this behind you, and once you can, I really want you to ask yourself some serious questions, and I'd like you to journal on this, is to, you know, why did you stay in the relationship with getting so little out of it? Understanding now that it is a past life connection and some karma. So that way, if someone does come into your life again, and it's someone who is from a past life, that, you know, you'll be more apt to be able to recognize that and not put so much time, energy, and effort into it when you can see that you're not getting from the relationship. Okay, because the relationship has to be, it's got to be a two-way street for it to work, or the other, you know, you know that you just get beat down. And so it's got to be give and take. So I would say to you that when you see it early on, then give yourself permission to walk away.
Yes, I agree. And I probably will do that more so. I don't, for some reason.
Right.
Being patient with him and loving and caring. I definitely need to take care of myself. And that's the thing. Like, it's just, I'm not a selfish person. Not one to, like, you know, take from others. Like, I usually, like, give and don't ask for much in return. And so, you know, it just really hurts, but.
Right. No, absolutely. And I understand, because I've been there. You know, I was in a similar relationship and it was a past life connection. And we both recognized it and knew that early on in the relationship. And this gentleman who we had been seriously dating for 15 months, and we were pretty much living together, and he got engaged to somebody else while we were in this relationship.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrific.
Yeah. I get it. But because we had this past life thing, I just couldn't let, I chose not to let go of it. But in the end, you know, it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me, because it gave me an opportunity to really grow. We are out of time. We only have 30 seconds left. So I just want to encourage you to journal and call back in. Let me know how you're doing. And if, you know, do you follow me on Facebook or anything?
This is my first time calling, so no, I haven't, not as of yet.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm on Facebook. It's in Cynthia Fontaine, Intuitive Medium. And, okay. You know, you can, so let me know how you're doing on Facebook and that sort of thing. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and your understanding and patience and care. Thank you very much, because it has been one of the most painful things in my life, over and above, you know, losing loved ones. So
yeah, and I totally understand. I mean, we're off the air now, but but it is still recording. So if I stop the recording, then I'll hang up on you.
Oh, okay.
I totally understand. And that for me was the most painful thing that's ever happened to me. And to the point where I actually was contemplating ending my life. That's how painful it was for me. And I totally understand. And for me, she's now one of my teachers, Colette Baron Reed. It was a phone call with her that, you know, really gave me insight and it helped me to pull up my bootstraps and, you know that it was the best thing in the end that could have happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I believe this, yes.
I really encourage you to ask some really deep questions of yourself. You know, why did you stay in the relationship? What is it about your own self or your own self-worth that would keep you in a relationship like that? You know, and for me, it goes back to childhood where I was always told, you know, you're not good enough. You're too fat. You got to be skinny if you're going to ever have a man. You know, all sorts of things that people say to you when you're a child.
This woman that he's supposedly involved with, like I'm reading her Twitter posts, you know, and she's talking like things are so wonderful with him. And I'm thinking either doesn't like know him or it's too early in the relationship or he's just acting so wonderful because he's trying to get something from her. I'm thinking, how could he be so dysfunctional and rotten with me? Yeah, this woman thinks that he's like so wonderful and things are so wonderful.
Right. And again, you know, you're asking questions that, you know, like, is he trying to get something from her? Well, yeah, you know, and in the beginning of a relationship, typically the people are trying to be wonderful. And, you know, it's only after the first 6 months or a year when their real true self starts to be shown. My suggestion to you is stop reading the Twitter posts.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, don't follow him. Don't follow her. Unfriend them on Facebook because, you know, it's not to any benefit to you to see that sort of thing. And the thing is, it's not you have to remember, because that can put you into a mental state of thinking, well, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now. What's wrong with me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not what's wrong with you, okay? It's not, that's not it at all. And that's, as women, that's what we tend to think. Well, what does she have that I didn't, you know?
Yeah.
Why, you know, those are all the things that we think about. Whatever she has, well, good for her. So when we can say, celebrate and say, well, you know, now it's her karma. So she's got to deal with it. So thank God you don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now focus on your own self and building up your inner power and your inner strength and your belief that there's nothing wrong with you, honey.
There's a party coming up. Like it was 4 hours away from me. And like his band is supposed to be playing there. And it's like this Saturday. And I was contemplating going just to, I guess, show him up, but then I'm thinking, I don't know, because he might think, you know, it'd be weird, so I just wasn't sure whether I should stay away or go, you know.
Okay, well, let me ask Yeah, let me ask you, but what would be the purpose of going to the party for you?
I don't know. I guess just to show him that I'm strong, you know, and that he could see me, I guess, in person being strong.
Does it matter?
I guess. And I guess just that he didn't break me and that.
Okay, but you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it important that he knows it?
I don't know. I did say my piece to him. I did say, because he hasn't been that nice to me, so I did finally tell him that, which I feel good about, but I guess, you know, I was just thinking, yeah, I guess I'm upset that this woman has come in and basically taken over and taken what I've spent, you know, a lot of hours and time working on.
Yeah.
And I guess just wanted to go back and reclaim it in a way,
right.
but so I just wasn't sure whether I should just stay away or
right.
go.
Well, you know, by going, how is that going to reclaim it? I mean, is this, because they're showing me money. My guys are showing me money. So were you the one that was putting out money for this project?
I did put out some, like I gave him some money for equipment and I, you know, I asked him for it back and he, you know, because he said, like, I don't want to have, you know, anything to do with you. I don't trust you. And then I said, well, if you're trustworthy,
right.
then you'll, you know, pay me back the money that I gave you. And, you know, and I haven't heard from him, you know. So
right.
With
okay.
regard to that, so.
Okay. So by going to this event, I don't see any reclaiming of anything. I only see that it'll just prolong your heartache. Okay. If you want to, if you gave him money that was, intended with the intention of him repaying you, then I mean you could take him to small claims court if it's under a certain amount, but other than that, just by showing up, I don't think I'm not seeing that there's going to be any benefit to you whatsoever.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking like he lives hours away, so I'm thinking I'm be spending money on gas, you know,
right.
just to go to this event and probably.
Right.
Maybe we made a fool of again, but I'm not sure.
Right.
I wasn't sure if it would
right.
turn out
no,
well
yeah.
or not.
No, there's you would have no, you'd receive no positive benefit from going. No.
Yeah.
No, none whatsoever. So, in that being said, take the time and do something that you want to do, something fun.
Yeah, I think I will. Do you see him, like what last question, coming back into my life? At all?
No. And the only reason why he would be, you know, to, because he knows that you still care for him, and it would be to take advantage of that. But
yeah.
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see him coming back into the picture. Not right now, you know, you know, of course, I'm looking at this particular window of time. Things can change. But that being said, why would you want him back?
Yeah, and there's a part of me that wants to see this relationship with this woman fail. You know, it's just I want to see it fail.
Oh,
but trust me,
I understand. But when you can come to peace with your own self-worth, then you'll forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll really forget about that. Because how does it, you know, it's affecting your daily life and your quality
yeah,
of life.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm trying to, as the past couple of months, like, I went through like a lot of hurt. And now I'm just kind of like, I feel much better, but I'm just trying to process it, you know, and I'm going, you know, trying to get away from it. But at the same time, you know, there's still like a little bit of hurt there. So,
right. Of course, and that's normal. That's totally normal. So now, you know, take the opportunity and turn it into a life lesson. Turn it into a positive thing, and thank your lucky stars that it didn't work out. No matter what happens in this relationship with this other woman, thank God you don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I totally so relate I totally relate. You know, it's like my ex-husband, when we got divorced, we had two businesses, and I worked for the government. And anyway, he ran the businesses, and I had no idea what was going on financially in the businesses because he would never discuss it. And I would go in and I try, you know, he wasn't keeping books, and it was a whole mess. So anyhow, when we got divorced, I hired an accountant to build his books, and just on all the documents that he was court ordered to provide. And I discovered that he cleared $250,000 that year in one of the businesses. Now, I had been paying all the bills for 10 years, both at home and at the business. We had remortgaged the house, took out a second mortgage to make improvements to the business, to do a remodel, and I paid both of the mortgages. I paid all the bills, and then to find out that, you know, I mean, the refrigerator had a hole in the door. The kids didn't have shoes that fit, and then to find out that we were making all this money and I never saw a dime of it was devastating. And so yeah. when we did get divorced, I ended up having to walk away with nothing I chose to walk away with nothing because had I pursued, he would have ended up in federal prison and I would have ended up with everything. But then I would have had to go back and try to figure out the book math. And I had none of the money. I had never even knew there was money. He was stashing all the money for all those years, and his mother even admitted to be the keeper of the money.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's living in the house that we built, and I mean, we physically built it. We hammered every nail, and so it was not only a money, you know, money, but it was also a physical labor as well. And, you know, so it was, I was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that house. And so I walked away, and now, you know, he's remarried. He's been married for 10 years. She lives in the house. We never finished the house. And he's remodeled it 3 times in 10 years because when she doesn't like something, you know, they get a brand new kitchen. When she doesn't like something, you know, oh, they put an addition on, whatever. So, and he's now spending the money that he was swindling, because there was a clause in the divorce where if any money showed up within 10 years, then all of the assets were turned over to me. So we're beyond that point now, and now he's spending all the money. And, you know, I could say, and they live literally 2 minutes from me. And, you know, I could be like, and I drive by the house every week because my brother lives on the next street, and I pick up I do his laundry. So I drive by the house every week, you know, and I could say all the questions that we would normally ask, like, well, what is it, you know, that she's got that I doesn't, and she's living the life that I should have been, and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, I would have never been happy, you know, and maybe they do have a good, well, I know they don't have a good relationship. but anyway, it's funny, he's doing all the things that he used to do in high school and in college, where he's gone back to these really awful behaviors of doing drugs and all sorts of things. And, yeah. You know, we have our youngest child, Ryan, is my ex-husband, is Ryan's dad. And so, you know, unfortunately, I've had to be involved somewhat in the light in his life because of Ryan. But anyway, but I was able to move beyond that and say, well, you know what? Maybe he is happy. Maybe he's not. But I just thank God that I don't have to live with him anymore.
So I was hoping, like, I wanted to heal this man. Like, I guess I just wanted to show him, you know, how much I loved him, and I guess wanted to heal him, but, you know, he doesn't appreciate people truly loving and caring for him. Basically, just slapped me in the face.
I get it. I've been down that road 3 times with 3 relationships, and what I learned is I can't heal anyone. And it's not my job to do that. Even in my own, even in my healing practice, it's not my job to heal my clients. I can offer them support. I can do healing work with them. But at the end of the day, only they can do it. And it's, you have to get to the point of recognizing that you can only, how much of yourself can you keep offering when it's detracting from your life?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So what is it in you that needs healing?
Not giving so much to people, like being too good to people, I think.
And where did you learn that?
I don't know. Like, I think my mom is, like, a lot like that. But I see characteristics of him in, that were in both of my parents. So, I don't know. I think maybe in a way I was trying to work through my relationship with my parents, you know, and through him.
Those characteristics. You got it, because we all do it.
Yeah.
You absolutely hit the nail right on the head. We all do it. It's normal, because we are attracted to the people who have the characteristics like our parents. Even though oftentimes we say, oh, I would never attract someone like that, on a subconscious level, your subconscious recognizes the energy imprint and pushes you towards that person. So have you healed the aspects of yourself with your parents?
Pardon me? Sorry?
The aspects of your parents, okay.
Yeah.
What, okay, how do I want to put this? We all get wounded as children, and but even having those wounds as children, it's what we know as adults, and so we go back into relationships that will bring us similar situations. Okay, so for example, it could be that you observed your mother with your father in the same type of situation. And so that's what you learned, and that's what you knew. And so then, of course, that's what you're going to do as an adult, because that's what you thought was right. I mean, for my own self, with my my grandparents, my grandmother waited on my grandfather hand and foot. And I would say, Grand, why do you do that? You know, I'm like, he'd yell from the other room, Anna, get my glasses. Anna, get my coffee. And I'm like, why do you do that? You know, and I found myself doing that, not in all of my relationships, but in the last relationship with the fellow who got engaged while we were involved. I found myself doing that in that relationship. And what I discovered is, because it was so dysfunctional, because he was so dysfunctional and alcoholic, like my background, that it brought me back to that. And even though I used to question my grandmother why she did it, I was doing the same things. So when you have the opportunity to recognize the behaviors from your childhood, the things that you observed or that you learned, and then you're able to then recognize it and change it, that's where you move forward and the healing happens.
I think I have learned, I think, through this to value myself more. And it made me feel good to basically go through and say to him, like, you know, like, you mistreated me this way and this way and this way. And I knew and saw who you were all along. And I just basically highlighted everything that he, you know, had done to me and that, you know, that I didn't like it. And I, you know, basically stood up for myself to him.
Right.
And I feel good for doing that, because I needed to do that for my own healing. I needed to get that out. And I needed to get it out to him.
Right,
I did.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if he heard it or if he understands
it
that I
know. It doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter. It's your job to put it out there. It's not your job to make him understand it, to recognize it, to accept it. Not your job. Okay. So, you know, we want to make sure that he heard it. We want to make sure he understood it. We want him to know that he heard us. Well, you know what? His life is none of your business. Okay?
Yeah.
His karma is none of your business. Okay? What is your business is to take care of yourself. And by putting out there and expressing to him things that you have felt, then that's your job, and it's completed now.
Yeah, I did. As I said, whether or not he understands that
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You just have to put your hands up and say, okay, I have expressed myself, and now whether he understands it or not is not my problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And remember that going into future relationships. And also the really important thing I want you to think about and remember is if you find yourself in situations, whether it's a relationship or a friendship, and you're not being valued, speak up earlier. And don't be afraid to walk away, because spirit will just give you a better opportunity when you walk away.
Yeah, it's funny because I've done that in other situations. Like, I'm not afraid to walk away, but I don't know. Like, in love and relationships and with this person, I was afraid to do that. And, you know, I guess that was wrong. And I guess that's what I've learned.
Right. And I totally get it. And again, with him, it was that past life connection.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the past life karma with him particularly. So, you know, that does happen sometimes. So if you find yourself in that situation again, but I really don't feel like you will. I really feel like that you're going to be able to move forward. And now that you have had this experience, you know, you're going to be able to move forward in a more positive way. And my guides are saying that, you know, this relationship or this experience won't repeat itself again. So that being said, I want you to remember to value yourself. And if you're not being valued, then you need to express that. And if you're still not being valued, then you need to walk away.
Yes. If anything, I've learned that.
Yeah. And remember, sometimes it is a past life connection, and that doesn't mean that you're meant to be with that person this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when you feel a pull like that, and you know, the situation that you're in, it's almost always because it's a past life connection.
Yeah, I did. Like, I felt this real pull, and I think it's because, like, I mean, I love music. I loved his music, and, you know, like, and that, like, moved me as well. So it was really hard to be, like, to separate from that, because I really believed in him, and I really wanted to do everything I possibly could to help make him successful. And that he took that away from me, that really hurt, because I really thought that I was there to help him succeed. And
right.
for him to take that away from me, like, I just, it really, it killed me. Because that's my nature is to give, and, like, he
right.
took that away from me. So
right.
it really
what,
killed me. Because I really wanted to help him to succeed.
Right, right. Okay, so let me ask you, what is it that you do, Donna?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do for work or fun, or what do you do in your life for the biggest part of your day?
I don't know. Like, I got to start doing more things for myself.
Okay. Do you work?
Just part-time.
Okay. And what is that work?
Well, is this still being recorded? Because I just...
I'll edit it. But yeah, it is still being recorded. Do you have Skype?
Yeah, I do. I do have Skype.
You have to friend me. You know what? Let me call you back on your number. Let me write it down, because I've done that before where I've disconnected and then I don't have the number. The number you're calling on, is that a good number to call you back?
Yes. Yes, sure.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let me do that. I'll end the episode. But I'll edit this anyway. But I'll call you back on this number.
Oh, that's good. If you can edit that, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. But give me a few minutes, because I have somebody else in the chat room who I told that I would talk to after the show.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate
right.
that. Thank you for
yeah.
your time. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.